guys, and welcome to the Laundry Chat Podcast, a place where we help each other sort out life's laundry. My name is Molly Marco, and today is the heavy load episode. I have a lot of laundry that I need to work out in my mind, and I just wanted this to be an episode where I could be honest about the things that are weighing heavy on my heart lately, because there have been quite a few things, and I just feel like I need to be honest about them, let them out, just like figure them out, sort things out, clean things out. I don't know the answers in this episode. Actually, most of this is going to be questions that I have and, you know, just feelings that I'm feeling. So I hope that I hope that you get something out of every episode, but I really hope that there is something that you can get out of this one, especially since it is just me kind of blabbing on about, you know, things that have been hard for me. So yeah, hopefully you come away with something. But if anything, I hope that you just know that you're not alone if you are feeling these things or dealing with these things. So I'm not even really sure how many things I'm going to go through. I think it's going to be around 5. So yeah, I'm just going to get right into it. So here we go. Okay, so the first kind of heavy thing that I'm dealing with is not going to be a surprise to most of you, but just still struggling with self-image. I'm so confused sometimes with like how much I should eat, how much is too little, am I eating too much, am I eating not enough, am I eating bad things and eating good things, like do I exercise enough, like do... Like, it's always like this unknown for me, like, because I came from, like, going through such extremes of, like, thinking that I was eating too much, like, and then on the other end thinking I was eating too little, like, it's just so hard, and I can't really, I don't know, and it never works out good, too, if you're, you know, on Instagram comparing yourself to other people and the way they look, and comparing yourself to people that you see in real life. It's like, I don't even know, like, what if I'm, some days I think I'm so, like, overweight, like, I feel like I'm just, like, that I just want to wear sweatpants, and other times I feel like I'm, like, too skinny, like, I'm, like, oh my gosh, wait, am I, like, do I need to eat more, like, what am I doing? So, it's just, like I said before, it's still just something I deal with, something I'm comparing myself with others of constantly. It's still really touchy for me to talk about like food and diet plans and weight and like all that stuff. Like, it's always like my pet peeve when people say like, oh, I didn't eat anything all day today. And I just like cringe because I'm like, oh my gosh, like I already had like 5 meals or whatever, you know? So yeah, it's just been a thing that I've been struggling with again, but yeah, it's just been really heavy on me lately, and I'm still trying to work through it. Okay, the next thing kind of goes along with that. I've just found myself writing in my journal about not being enough, and I hate like how frequently this term comes about, like, I'm not enough, and you feel like you're not enough, but I genuinely, and I don't even know if I think that I'm not enough, but I feel like I don't deserve it. You know what I mean? I'm not enough to deserve what I'm being given. Like, I don't know. Like, it's everything from, like, friendships in my life that I'm not enough for them and I can't be enough. And it also goes to, like, you know, with my talents. Like, I'm not enough to, like, fulfill what I'm supposed to do. It's just been stressing me out lately. And any good thing that comes to me, like, you know, if people are, you know, like, thanking me on Instagram or commenting or messaging me, I just don't feel like I'm enough to even, like, I don't deserve it. And, like, same with, like, you know, when people, like with photography and stuff, like, I don't know, it's just been this kind of, like, I just feel like I can't fulfill what I'm meant to do. And I think that's why I've been relating so much with Moses. When did I bring him up again? I can't remember. It must have been in my Instagram live stream, actually. But how he just, like, he felt like he wasn't enough. And in my last Instagram post, actually, I was reading in Exodus about Moses and how God said, you know, Moses, like, this is what I want you to do. I want you to set my people free. And he said, like, but who am I to do that? Like, oh my gosh, like, who am I? And I feel that all the time, like when, you know, God says, like, Molly, like, move to Texas, or Molly, like, reach these people on Instagram, or Molly, make this podcast, or Molly, take these pictures, or, you know, all of that, like, I'm just like, who am I, though? like, who am I to do this? Like, I don't know what I'm doing. And I, like, because I don't know. And I guess maybe I just feel like I need to be perfect in order to do it. But the answer that God gave Moses was, because I will be with you. And sorry, I'm gonna cry. And yeah, I guess I've been kind of relying a lot on my own strength to think of ideas or to do things, or to, you know, figure things out. And I forget that God is with me. And the whole reason I made it this far is because he's been with me. And the whole reason that I'll keep making is because he's with me. So yeah, that's just been a struggle of mine. The next one is, I have been still trying to figure it out, but, and it's kind of like a hard thing for me to talk about just because I'm still confused about it. But as a Christian, is going to the bars okay? Like, is drinking alcohol okay? I know, like, with my friends, like, we're not, like, party animals or anything, but we do, like, have, like, wine sometimes, or we have, you know, get-togethers and stuff, and me and my friend Ellie, we like to go to the bars occasionally, and I guess I just, it's making me really confused, because I feel like there's this, like, stereotype around people who go out and go to the bars and stuff, and I'm sure some of you who are listening are like, what, Molly, you go to the bars? Like, that's so, like, I never would have thought you would or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I'm not even sure. I've been trying to process it and, like, really ask God if it's, like, okay. Like, I don't get, like, drunk or anything, or like, completely, like crazy. And I don't, like, make mistakes, or not mistakes, but you know what I mean? I don't do anything I would regret. Most of it is just me and my friends just, like, talking and stuff. But yeah, so I guess, like, I feel, like, kind of, like, guilty about it, because I feel like I shouldn't be there, and that I don't want to be, like, I don't know. But the thing is that, like, people who go to the bars, like, are, like, Jesus loves them too. You know what I mean? And, like, not, I don't know. Hopefully this doesn't come across as, like, super, like, I don't know. These are just my thoughts about it, because I've really been wondering about it, and I don't know. I just keep going back and forth, and I just feel like there's, like, two separate sides, like, to it. And yeah. So if any of you guys have any, like, thoughts on it, or verses about it, or anything like that, like, let me know. I literally have, like, messaged, like, Christian hotlines and been like, is this okay for Christians to do? Like, can they do that? And it was funny, because I actually was talking to, what was her name? I think her name was Twanda. We were talking about it. And she was like, you know, actually, like, I've been to the bars, but only just, you know, to play pool and stuff. And I was like, yeah, like, and she's like, and actually I've been able to, like, witness to people there. I'm like, yeah, I know, that actually happened to me too. Like, I was able to, like, talk to people about Jesus at the bars. And yeah, so she's like, yeah, I'll have to keep thinking about it. And I don't know. I just feel like it's a conversation that is kind of not really had in the Christian community, or it's just kind of like no one knows what to say about it or what the right answer is. And something that I have been thinking about with it, and it came from Donald Miller's book that I was reading. The book, it's called Searching for God Knows What. And he talks about how in the Bible, we want there to be black and white. You know, we want God to say, you can't do this and you can't do this, you know, and, or and then, you know, but you can do this. And so we want God to tell us exactly what to do all, you know, all the time. And in some parts he does, you know, he makes things very clear. But in other times he makes things not so clear. Like, we don't always know exactly what God wants, or, you know, he left a lot of things like not like laid out, flat out, like clearly stated, you know? So there is some gray area there. And I was thinking about that and how I think, and this could be wrong, like you guys, I don't want you to like, like, but this is just my thoughts, that in that gray area is kind of where like Christians and non-Christians meet, you know? We're all kind of there like figuring it out. And I think in that gray area, we're able to find where we stand with God. We're able to find people who are trying to figure it out too. And not that it's 100% bad. You know, going to the bars doesn't need to be 100% bad. But it also maybe isn't 100% good, you know, but it depends kind of what you do within that. You know, where you go in the gray area and that kind of thing. So that's kind of been my, like, latest thought about it. It still makes me nervous because it's a gray area, and I don't want, you know, mostly I don't want people thinking that, you know, I'm not who I say I am, you know. That's like what scares me a lot. And that kind of comes to like my fourth thing that is kind of heavy on my heart. And that's just like fear of like people like not liking me, kind of. And I guess, yeah, and I think that's why it's sometimes easier for me not to be around people, because if you're not around people, there's not a chance for them to not like you, you know? And I think this, it just stems from me not fully liking myself very much, and not fully, you know, accepting that Jesus likes me just the way I am, and that I don't need to like myself all the time, and other people don't need to like me all the time. So yeah, that's, yeah. And this kind of gets me, especially in this season, like spring stresses me out. Like anyone else, like ever since I used to have like softball in the spring, we used to have tryouts. Oh my, I got so nervous. Just the smell of spring makes me think that I need to like do my absolute best and beat everyone, you know? Like, ugh, even though I'm not in softball anymore and I don't need to beat anyone at anything, but yeah, it just feels like that. So I just have the stress of not being enough. and it just, yeah, it stops me from doing a lot and it makes me feel stuck. So yeah, this spring I've just felt really stuck in everything. I feel like I can't move, you know, like literally all of these things I've stated to you, like my laundry load has gotten so like big in my mind that I can't even find like a door to my room. Like I don't even know where to go. But yeah, so that is what my load looks like right now. I do feel better talking about it actually to you guys. And yeah, it feels a little better, but I'm glad I got to talk to you guys about it. There's a verse that I wanted to leave you guys with. I don't even know if it really relates, but I really, really like it. It's found in John 21, verse 25. And I'll just read it to you right now. It says, "There are so many other things Jesus did. If they were all written down, each of them, one by one, I can't imagine a world big enough to hold such library of books." So this just talks about how when Jesus was, you know, had come back to earth after he'd risen from the dead for a little bit, he did like so many things. And actually maybe it's talking about like just all the things Jesus did in general. Like the disciple was saying, you know, if we were to write down everything that Jesus did, like there would be, it said, "I can't imagine a world big enough to hold such a library of books." And that was just in that short time. And I don't know, I think it just gave me comfort that I am one of those books, one of billions of books. And so, you know, I just liked it. I liked that I could be a book in Jesus's library of things that he did and wonderful things that he did. And so are you, you know, the story that you're living is one that Jesus is working through and, you know, narrating and you know, changing and growing and there's always plot twists, you know? So no matter what your laundry load looks like, you are in a really good library right now. And your book is one that I would want to read. And not because, again, of anything that you did, but because of everything that Jesus did in the way that he's worked through you and used you. And sometimes the hardest part is letting him use you. At least that's what I'm finding. letting him just use me and not, you know, like doubting him. Like I can doubt myself, but I don't need to doubt Jesus. And I think that's why it's so important that we put all of our trust in him, you know, not in ourselves. And I think that's what I do a lot. So yeah, that must be why my head is filled with a lot more laundry than it is life. So, oh, okay, guys, this has been an interesting episode. I'm thinking of doing these, you know, every once in a while. I'll probably have to do them, just because I have a lot of these kind of things that weigh heavy on me. So maybe once a month I'll end up doing these heavy load episodes. But yeah, I'll let you guys go. Get on your way. Thank you so much for listening and spending a little bit of time with me. I can't wait till next Wednesday when we get to talk again about some cool things. If you have suggestions of things that you'd like me to talk about, I would seriously love that. Let me know if there's anything you've been wondering, anything that you know, I don't know, or a Bible character in the Bible, anything. Let me know. And yeah, it'd be super fun to talk about it. Otherwise, I'll just talk about whatever whatever I feel like talking about. Yeah, leave a review on iTunes if you want. Or just, you know, just go on your way and do cool things and live the life that Jesus wants you to. Yeah. Oh gosh, I still suck at ending these things. It's always always the worst, so anyways, I love you guys again so much, and I will see you in the next episode of the Laundry Chat Podcast.